T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's just, you know, you're doing it every day. There's a breaking news story on the Steelers every day. Something yesterday, it was Cordarrelle Patterson. Before that, you know, in the offseason, you had days where Patrick Queen signed. Yeah. And even like the punter got people excited. You know, there's been something from the Steelers almost every day since free agency started. Deontay Johnson trade. And I think I finally came up for air today, and I'm like, oh my God, they actually did this. They somehow managed to pull off this heist where we're going to have a discussion all year about a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a young, talented quarterback, and how the Steelers make both of those guys work, where they fit. You know, this is one of those strategies that they've employed, Chris, that when we would have Steve Palazzolo on from PFF, or you have somebody on who's like, I'm a new age football thinker. I'm not an old school guy. I'm someone that's cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And they give you thoughts like, you don't have a quarterback right now, so just, you know, do it all. Draft a guy, sign a guy, trade a guy. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good, but like, it's usually met with, okay, that's terrific, that's fun, that's creative, but it will never actually happen. Mm-hmm. It's unrealistic. And they actually did it. And like now we've got a lot of time on our hands to analyze this thing and watch how it breaks down. It is interesting. My observation is that the national media seems to think that Justin Fields is better than Russell Wilson, and that Justin Fields will be the Steelers' quarterback. That's their spin on this, and they're not always right. We played the stupid Bart Scott comment from yesterday. But they were ahead of the Fields and Wilson conversation before the local media was, that's for sure. Local media said no way they were going to get either one of those guys. And they kept that narrative going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny, and then both guys ended up here.
Hey, you going to do anything at quarterback, trading for one? Ha, ha, ha. I think that a couple things from there. One, you said they pulled off this heist, I think was your word, to get those two. I've tried, as you've come up for air, to realize, wow, they really have both of these guys on the roster. We didn't think they were ever going to make seriously bold moves, particularly at that position, and they did. I've tried to temper, I guess, the way I talk about it. It is a heist in the sense that paying two quarterbacks of Wilson's prior accomplishments and Fields' potential accomplishments in the future, as little money as they're going to pay them this year, is comical in the NFL because of what that position costs. But heist does imply on some level that you think you're going to get performance that way outstrips what you're paying these guys. You almost better in Wilson's case, or else he's going to be playing like a third quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I do think when you say that, the implication is, wow, it's going to get a lot better. And I do think these guys are improvements over what they had last year, but I'm not sure by how much. And so I have tried to, whereas you have said, wow, I'm actually fully realizing this now and then analyzing it. That's the impact it's had on me over the last several days as I've tried to think about this. And then the other thing about Fields, the national people seemingly being in on him winning this derby, I feel like that's a lot of human nature. And well, look at these two. One guy's clearly on the downside of his career. Athletically, he's not what he used to be. This other guy's younger than the guy they just traded away, Kenny Pickett, was in a place where quarterbacks have historically gone to die. Do they even have a guy who's thrown for 4,000 yards other than Cutler in a season? Have they had a 4,000
yard? They
have not. Yeah. So there's not even been a 4,000-yard passer. So that guy's coming from a very bizarre place for quarterbacks. I think there's this human nature idea. Well, of course Justin Fields, in a different situation, is going to win out here. I just remain unsure of that being the case. Like, what's weird about what Darlington said there is he's like, I expect it to be a dead heat competition. Okay, so you expect it to be thrown open for both of them, and you can't pick a winner? That doesn't sound like you think Justin Fields is going to win it. That sounds like you think that these guys are pretty even Stevens here. I think Wilson's the better quarterback today than Justin Fields, for the record. I think Russell Wilson would go into a game if a game was played tomorrow. Steelers in week one was on March 28th. Wouldn't that be something for our show?
Uh-huh.
And I think Russell Wilson, they both had about the same time to get into the offense or maybe, you know, talk to people. I think he, in a vacuum, would do better there. Even though Fields would have all that athletic ability to make plays off script, whatever you want to call it. I think Wilson would look better.
Let me ask you that. Let me ask the question to you this way then.
Okay.
You're Jim Schwartz. You're the defensive coordinator for the Browns, and you draw the Steelers in week one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see Wilson or you want to see Fields?
I think you've asked a hell of a question, but you know who I
think
you
want to see Wilson?
No, I think you might want to see Fields. You know
really?
Why? If you're Jim Schwartz, don't you think you can force him into turnovers? Don't defensive coordinators love turnovers?
I don't think they like when there's the threat where here comes Garrett who just blows by Dan Moore and Fields says, ah, screw it. Here comes the pressure. I'm getting the hell out of here. And he's off to the races. And here comes that, you know, you could find 15 of these plays
on Twitter.
You know
what? Hold on. You don't even have to.
Where he's gone.
Yeah, you don't even have to do this. You don't even have to defend yourself. I'm going to retract the statement for this reason. I think Mike Tomlin is a smart defensive mind, a very smart one. I think that he understands or is a good window into what keeps defensive-minded guys up at night. And he always, in that scenario, would answer, I'd rather see Russell Wilson. Because there's less variance. There are fewer variables to account for, is the better way to put it. When you play against a Russell Wilson at this point in his career, here's what he does well, here's what he doesn't do well, here's what we need to stop him from doing. You play against Justin Fields, you might say he's liable to turn the ball over two or three times if we play our cards right. But there are things that he can do within the course of a game that you cannot account for no matter how hard you try.
Donnie, you went on the record weeks ago when the Fields thing seemed like it was never going to happen and said the Steelers will regret not going after this guy. He's going to win a division if he goes to the Falcons and be a good quarterback there. So do you feel that way now? Like he is still the better of the two quarterbacks that he is? I know you preferred him to Wilson. Do you think he's better than Wilson?
Right now, I think I'd still say Wilson, but barely, because Wilson has at least showed us in the past, we have that proof of concept with him that he can really be a legit player. Now, he's on the downturn of his career, and Fields is over a decade younger than he is, so the current potential, way higher with him. And I also said he would win that division because it was the NFC South.
Right. But I think,
and it had a lot to do with it.
Sure, but implicit in that was that you think the guy's a good quarterback.
I think he's a lot better than what people want to give him credit for. Like I think him being in Chicago wasn't the best in working with that whole situation where people just want to point to, oh, well, he was below 500 as a QB. We know how we feel about that around here. And he turned the ball over a whole lot.
Yeah, but
And they looked past the explosiveness that he has as a runner and even some of the bright spots he showed through the air.
They did, but you know what? This is where I go back to that old school. Like I do end up agreeing with the guys who say, but you gotta win from the pocket consistently or whatever. You do have to win from the pocket consistently. Having Fields' athletic ability gives you a lot more wiggle room there. But I watched him a lot in Chicago because they're on TV a lot and it's easy to catch their games or you can go back and watch them. He did not drop back often there. And you can cite coaching. If I did it for Kenny Pickett to defend him at times, I can do it for Justin Fields. You could cite coaching as part of that, but he does have to get better in that very basic part of quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.